This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so like I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
No! Don't listen to Janie.
Janie, name it.
Janie? Janie! Say it right.
Like that.
Let it go. What is that key word again, fat boy?
Future.
Future?
F-U-T-U-R-E.
That word.
Future.
Future.
Yeah.
Text that to 72881. Possibly win $1,000 cash. Now, before we get into picking these foosball games, we do need to tell you, as we did earlier, Numerous Nuptials is back. Talking about the original mass wedding in the upstate. If you want to get married or renew your wedding vows on Valentine's Day with the Rise Guys, you can. It is back.
It's going to be at Southwind Ranch, beautiful place up in Traveler's Rest.
I could walk to it if I was in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really could.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be going out again, presented by Skittles Jewelers of Spartanburg and Adam and Eve Stores. Imagine the goodie bags if Adam and Eve's involved again.
Yeah, man.
Remember last year?
Yeah.
I thought I had some kind of ticking time bomb in that little bag.
Yeah, Skittles of Spartanburg, Adam and Eve, all at Southwind Ranch. Going to be officiated by Rob Inario.
If you go and look at Southwind Ranch on like Google image search, I tell you what, if I ever walk that aisle again.
Oh, yeah. You want to do it there.
Or the outdoor event down there.
Yeah.
I think we should have birthday bash there next year.
It's a beautiful place, man. A beautiful Southwind Ranch in Traveler's Rest. Perfect setting for weddings at any event you want to do outdoors. But, yeah, it's wide open now, and it's Valentine's Day starting at 5 p.m.
That's right. That's right. So even if you're not involved, come out and watch it.
Yeah.
We do a champagne toast.
Yes, we do.
I got toasted last year.
There was all kind of good cake out there last year.
The goodies.
Yeah.
The goodies.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Speaking of goodies, you might have a headache after your team loses, but guess what? Somebody on this show is going to have super pigskin punishment come week after Super Bowl.
Yes.
Aye, aye. Oh.
This is the playoffs, which means I won regular season, still waiting on my trophies. Do I get a I don't want a trophy for that. I just want the death pool trophy.
You get a trophy for that one for sure. That's okay. That's in the works.
Oh, good.
I don't know if I want to buy two.
No, expensive.
But it'll be something nice. It's a real nice surprise.
Real nice, Clark. Real nice for you. All right, that's Valentine's Day. So let's talk about pigskin picks.
Yep.
Where are we right now as far as the playoff season goes, as far as picks go? I know I'm not doing well.
You talking about our record?
Yes, yes.
Okay. We got a tie.
Tie on both ends, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bringing up the rear, 1-4, Paige and Matt. Nine and myself for 3-2.
Yep.
That's something else. It's like the opposite of the way the other season went.
I know, right?
Yeah. That's after the wild card. Now we're in the divisional round.
And after this, this is the biggest slate left.
Yeah, after this is only three games.
Yep.
Hmm.
Unless we pick the Pro Bowl.
So
and Paige picked Alabama to beat Clemson.
Oh, come
I'd
on.
Love to remind you of that.
She's a Tide fan over a Tiger fan.
You got to keep it going. I was even asked not to attend the parade.
That messed her. I was too, so I'm not going.
She actually cheered Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else was booing. She's like, oh, I love Lil Wayne.
She cheered Imagine Dragon.
Yeah.
She did.
She did. All right, game one, let's pick.
Again, I think this is another slate of good games. So, your first one up, Saturday at 4:35, NBC, Colts at Chiefs. Chiefs minus 5 at the head.
Mm. All right, I'm going to write down my pick because I don't want anybody to think I'm copying them. But I got it. Yeah, go ahead, Paige. Who do you like? Going with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. And the home of the Chiefs. You know what?
It's Christian Okoye playing.
He might be there.
He might.
No, he died, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The Nigerian nightmare died?
I think so.
Jesus,
did
I'm
he?
Getting old.
I don't remember.
I think you're thinking of Manute Bol.
No, he definitely did die.
Yeah.
Car crash. the Colts are hot, man.
Yeah.
And they're playing a little bit of defense. I think they'll cover the 5. It wouldn't surprise me if they won the game. So I'm taking the Colts.
Wow. That surprises me you say that, because I'm not going to repeat it, but I made my Super Bowl prediction a couple weeks ago, and I don't know that that's going to hold true anymore, because I'm going with the Chiefs of Kansas City.
It's not a bad pick, but it's hard to trust them in the playoffs.
It is, man. You know, the Chiefs have had a great year, but that young quarterback is going to fall down at some point in these playoffs.
Oh, Mahomes.
One thing about the playoffs is you always go with A, the hot hand, and B, the more experienced gunslinger. So I'm taking Andrew Luck and the Colts to at least cover that 5 and make a game of this.
If we're going with gunslinger, give me Arthur Morgan.
Yeah. Best quarterback of all time.
That's right.
Mahomes. He might be MVP.
He was a TB, not a QB.
Mahomes is great, but no playoff experience.
Yeah. And plus, how many kids does he have? None.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Here's the Saturday night game on Fox. 8:15, Cowboys at the Rams. You got Rams -7 at the Coliseum.
I don't have to ask Paige, but I will ask Paige. Paige?
Cowboys.
Of course. God, you're brown-nosing on both ends with that. Kansas City, where Mark Hendricks is from. Dallas Cowboys, Mark Hendricks' favorite team.
It's not about that. It's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, Paige, you get a raise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat boy, who you like? You like the Seaboys?
I think this is the one matchup on the weekend that's kind of lopsided. I think the Rams definitely win the game by at least 7 at home.
God.
Yeah, I think they're better than the Cowboys.
Wow. I don't have much explanation, and I'm not brown-nosing, but I want the Cowboys in this one. Give me D.C.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Is Emmitt Smith playing this weekend, or is he still out on waivers?
Troy Aikman's going to be calling the game, so.
Good. Oh, marvelize.
As close as you get. Buck and Aikman, that's who you get on.
I feel like when they go to the field, somebody slaps him in the back of the head to bring him back into the conversation.
Fix his eyes.
That's sad. Jimmy, who do you like?
Man, the Cowboys have been a pretty good team. They got good, fast linebackers. The Rams, not as hot as they were.
But thank you.
-7's a big playoff spread, though. Real big.
It's a big one. It's not the biggest one of the weekend.
No. I'm going to pick Dallas to cover and lose.
Cover and lose.
Yeah. If they win, I still get a point, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was it for Saturday. Chargers and the Patriots, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Patriots -4 at home. That is all.
Paige?
I'll take New England, please.
Fat boy. A guy who may or may not be on a diet to lose 100 pounds. I'm not talking about it.
You know what, man? I know they're at home and they're the Patriots, and they would have had a better seed if they wouldn't have given up that big play to the Dolphins.
Chargers had a better record and had to be a wild card because the damn Chiefs were so good.
Yep.
Why you got to damn the Chiefs?
I think the Chargers have more talent. I think they're probably the most talented team left in both conferences.
Possibly.
So I think they'll win the game, which means they'll definitely cover the 4. Go Bolts! Bolt up!
I don't think that's any way near what's going to happen. I think, and I was actually watching this last night at dinner.
Oh.
Where Gronk has, I guess, said publicly that he maybe has a season or two left in him.
Yeah, that's been the narrative. He may retire, he may not.
Mm-hmm.
He threatened to retire when he almost got traded.
Yeah.
I never, and maybe I have in the past, but I will not bet against Tom Brady. And I think Gronk's going to – Zonk or Gronk? Which is it?
Badonk or Gronk?
Badonk.
I'm going to go with Badonkadonk in the Patriots.
It's the GOAT. Real. It's not a bad pick. The GOAT at home with a first-round bye, it's not a bad pick.
Yeah, but the Chargers wouldn't have any home field advantage if they were the home team. I mean,
this is when it's really hard to pick because they're both decent teams because they got to the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, it's not any definite.
That's the other point you make. The Rams aren't going to have a home field advantage. We know Cowboys fans travel well, but
thank you.
Those LA teams don't have fan bases left.
No.
All the visiting teams have their fans there.
That's where the people from Dubai fly in and go watch the American football game.
These are not the Patriots of old. Mm-mm. These are Patriots on the decline.
Patriots.
These are Patriots getting old. I agree with Fatboy on this. I think Chargers +4 is a great pick.
You would.
We got one game left.
Like, Pats aren't – I mean, look, we've seen evidence. Tom Brady's getting older now. He's not what he used to be. He's looked not as good at times this season. Still great. Still very, very good. Still one of the best, but not as good as he was.
They just don't have enough weapons.
They don't.
Not for the Chargers.
I'm going to make you eat your words.
Eat them.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
write them on my butt cheeks.
Oh, no. Okay, nice.
Last game on the slate, Sunday, 4:30. Fox. I imagine this would be a Kevin Harlan game. Eagles at the Saints. Saints minus -8 at the Dome, baby. Superdome.
Paige.
Superdome-y.
I hate to do it, but I'm going to take the Saints.
Why do you hate to do it?
I don't like them.
What do you not like about it?
I don't like that 49er game that was just a mess, and I just don't like them since then.
Thought it had something to do with Drew Brees and his constant flu-like symptoms.
No, I like him all.
He needs to get better endorsements. I mean, he's Drew Brees. He's like, in my opinion, and this is based off loosely watching SportsCenter, I think he's the number two quarterback in the league right now. Drew Brees, the guy.
He's always top three.
He's great.
Who you got number one, Matt? Mahomes or somebody else?
What, in Patrick Mahomes?
Number one quarterback right now?
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes?
Yeah. Is it Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
And then I think number I would too. And then three's Brady, I think. And then Phillip Rivers is fourth.
Brees, man, if he had defenses, he'd have a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You think I'd learn my lesson after the Eagles get into the playoffs and they seem to go deep with footlong Foles as quarterback?
Yeah.
But I think the Saints are too much at home. They'll win by at least 10. They got the offense. Plus, they blew them out last time they played them.
48-7. Dirty. Saints.
Somebody asked me on Twitter who I picked for the Super Bowl. I had picked previously, and this doesn't count. It's not written in ink or stone or whatever the hell. I said Saints and Patriots. I'm kind of iffy on the Patriots going all the way now, but I stick with the Saints.
Yeah, I took the Bears.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that worked out.
So give me the Saints. They ain't the Aints. Mm-hmm. Who they? They the Saints.
Saints are good. They had the best record in the league, right? 13-3 was the best in the league.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah,
because 12-4 were the I believe Chiefs and Chargers are both 12.
Right, they got to play the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Bucks twice each. Come on,
I hope they win so the Super Bowl parade gets that dirty clitty city cleaned.
Plus, they lost to I think that was okay. They lost to the Cowboys. So they owe them one if they see them again.
Who are you picking?
You're bright red.
Oh, he already picked. Everybody picked the Saints except me. That the Eagles. The Eagles got beat 48-7 last time they met these particular New Orleans Saints. This Eagles team and that defense came on in the month of December. Like it's the weirdest thing is when Footlong Foles got in there, the defense started playing their asses off, frustrating other teams. Remember what the Cowboys did to the Saints defensively? The Eagles are going to do the same thing. They're definitely, I'm not saying they're going to win, but they're definitely going to cover 8 points in a playoff game.
You know what?
Yes.
If Foles wins the Super Bowl, he'll still be a backup.
Yeah.
They'll go with busted Wentz. You get no respect with two rings and one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz, is that who you're talking
about?
Yeah. Okay. I was making sure.
We're locked in. That's it, man.
I see baseball scores, and it's like juniors of players that I remember as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, their kids are playing. I think Cecil Fielder has a grandson that's in the minor leagues now. Prince has a son.
Mm-hmm.
That's playing in the
You might.
People that I watch play baseball have grandkids playing now. WTF!
Since we're locked in.
Can I say that?
I'll tell you, since we have a tie for both ways.
Yeah.
Two of our games are opposite picks. So you're either going to gain or lose ground, but we'll still be tied on two of them.
Yep.
So there's only two games that Matt and Paige can move up.
Yeah.
And in one of those, Paige and Matt picked the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Paige and I had the better season, regular season.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Actually, Paige and Matt picked the same thing and the other ones that can move up on. So
yeah,
you might still be stuck.
Still be tied.
Yeah, but we could also be number one and tied for one, and y'all would be then tied for last.
You could, but since we're up by a couple, it may be even itself out.
So, conceivably, the Super Pigskin Punishment, which would be the week after the big game, could be two people having to do it. I mean, it could end in a tie. Absolutely, it could be a double super. What?
But what?
Sounds like something you'd order at a fast food restaurant.
When you come down to some kind of tiebreaker at that point. Like, you want one person in the end, I
what
guess.
If the two, let's go ahead and say if there's a tiebreaker, those two people have to make out.
God. You and nine already do.
Do the thing, Jimmy.
My mouth's kind of dry. It's hard to do right now.
All right. That was for entertainment purposes only. If you bet responsibly. We're doing this just for radio content, not for money. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, I don't know if you're going to believe this, but having sex at first sight can lead to a better relationship. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Sex at first sight. Well, somebody needs to ask a few questions, I think, before we just run up and start doing it.
Yeah, you mean you can't just at first sight, like at first sight.
Oh, you mean on like the first date kind of thing? Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I was about to say.
I don't know about that, because how many times have you seen people like go out and or hook up, and then it's like, well, I guess we got a date now, so neither one of us feels bad about this. And then that doesn't ever work out.
Yeah, you got pregnant, we got to get married.
Oh, my gosh.
That's also a great idea, huh?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Okay, there's a lot to talk about. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines. It's Friday, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
So everything you thought could be all wrong, according to a new study. At the University of Rochester in New York, having sex at first sight can actually lead to a stronger relationship, according to these experts. So when you have sex early on, it leads to greater intimacy, and you get to know someone a lot better.
It's also that thing of, I mean, this sounds awful to say, but like, it's not an uphill battle. But in other words, if it's, we're talking about for a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're not still playing that little cat and game, that cat and mouse game.
Yeah.
It kind of makes everything, like, if it happens just like that, then I feel like it's on a downward slope a little bit, a little faster than it normally would be anyway.
Well, these experts say that sex may set the stage for deepening the emotional connection between strangers. So it cuts the ice, makes it hot.
Oh.
Maybe it takes, because you get intimate immediately. You don't have the nerves that, you know, waiting with the anticipation of it might happening if you do it slowly.
I want to make a note to remember to maybe try to do this Monday or Tuesday, because I think it would take more than one day. I want to talk to people who met as friends with benefits and then ended up getting married.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to talk about.
I'd love to see if that could happen. Because I already know like a bunch of you got divorced and then became friends with benefits.
Yeah.
I know that end of the story. I want to know the other end.
The line that sex may set the stage for deepening the emotional connection between strangers. I mean, look, I personally feel that codependency is possibly the biggest problem in American society in 2019.
I think it's immigration.
And maybe if you plan things out too much.
That's not American society, man.
Oh, sorry.
With all this anticipation, and it's not because you waited for it and planned for it and it was a letdown, then going at it at first and then, you know what I'm
going
saying?
Going at it. Knocking boots.
Then you're not disappointed and you're not holding that one accountable because you're like, well, it's not as great as I thought it was, but I really like him, but he's terrible in bed.
So don't psych yourself out about it.
Yeah.
Just don't psych yourself out. It's not that hard.
Oh, psych yourself.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
It will be.
Why did I have these two ribs removed?
So in this article it says, so the whole why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free is a myth. It's not true anymore. So this is what women think. If you have sex with a guy too soon, then he'll only want you for sex and he won't want to have a relationship with you. But this just flips that.
Yeah.
That if you have sex with him, he'll want to have a relationship with you because you're willing to get intimate without fear.
Hmm. Yeah.
Every man's wanting to get intimate without fear, but yeah, women seem to not, I guess. Though some of them do, though.
But did those two people go out looking, like, okay, let me ask you this, Paige, because you're a woman, I don't know this. When you go out, like, say, with the girls, and you're horny.
Horny with the girls, okay.
Just play along.
All right.
And you say, okay, I'm going to be going out looking for a guy or whatever. Do you prepare yourself differently than when you would just really just going out for some girl's birthday party where you're not going to look to get down.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying with that. I want to prepare my body.
Yeah, you prepare your body. And you shave in certain places and make sure.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Mm.
I get in a tub of Nair.
Tub of Nair. Tub of Nair. Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Like, I'm worth more. I'm not going to give it away on the first night. I'm not kissing on the first date. But just in case you may, you want to make sure that you...
Jimmy, don't you think our grandmas, when they said, you know, don't dress like crap. You could leave here and be in an accident, and you don't want to, you know, be wearing that as your last outfit or whatever. Did your grandma ever tell you that?
Yeah, like clean underwear and all that, too. You don't
clean underwear. I think grandma was saying you might get laid today, boy.
In a way, yeah.
Put on nice clothes and wash your ass.
But is it not weird to you the way grown people just psych themselves out endlessly over some sex? I mean, it ain't that big a deal if nobody gets pregnant.
Let me ask you this question. Who makes the first move? Because girls are like, I don't think he likes me. He won't do anything.
You don't get it. Make the first move, ladies. You don't understand what it does for him.
Dude, yeah, it's
because
amazing.
9 out of 10 times, he's thinking it already. Even if he's married or not. I'm kidding about that part. But, dude,
thank you for
if we're
going
to be in this world where we want equality, and I do, I want same pay, blah,
hashtag
blah, blah.
Hashtag me too. It's kind of on y'all now.
On y'all.
It's on the women to make the first move because of the Me Too thing.
How? Am I just that, like the...
What does a guy do to you when he asks you out? He says, hey.
No, I'm talking about, like, initiating sex.
You don't know how to?
No, I've been married. Come on. But, like, when you go to the doorstep, I'm supposed to just grab the guy and kiss him without saying anything.
You don't have to do it like a porno, no.
Okay.
Is he have a big sausage pizza for you?
Yeah.
No, but, I mean.
If you're hanging out at his house, your house, like, I don't know, crawl up in his lap, start making out with him. He'll figure it out pretty damn quick.
Okay, I'll tell you. You know what the most seductive thing a girl can do when you're just making out?
Fart.
Like on a couch? Fart? No!
This is sexy, and then you come along.
If the guy's sitting on the couch, and y'all are
trying
like,
to help Paige.
Yeah, he's got his arm on your shoulder or whatever, rubbing on your ear, kissing on your ear, whatever. Turn around and reverse or cowgirl him right there. Not sexually speaking, but sit on his lap facing him.
Yeah.
And, dude.
He'll know what's up right then.
That's it. If you crawl over and start straddling me, facing me, kissing, I already know.
Yeah.
I'm going to one hand undo the bra and we're in the bedroom. Don't play that there. Hey, Mama.
He's just ruining this for us.
Wait, this is important.
There's some kind of... We all need this right now. Stop it.
I'm trying to take tips.
Take some tips.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I'm doing it all wrong.
You really don't understand it, ladies. Like, first of all, the guy's not going to tell you no 9 times out of 10, unless you're just ratchet as all get out.
Look, if y'all are alone at his place or your place, he wants it. Just be aware of that, okay?
Yeah. And guys, on the other hand, if she invites you back to her house and inside, I mean, you still should ask her, but that's pretty much saying, come on in, my house. My bedroom.
Now, when I say that if you're alone at his place or your place, he's interested in it, doesn't mean you have to.
No.
But, I mean, he will politely not.
Depends on where he took you to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paige always said lobster dinners would get her britches off.
Yeah. So being alone with a man isn't an obligation, but it is an open invitation.
It is.
So you can if you want to, but you don't have to if you don't want to. It's up to y'all.
Crawl in this guy's lap and nothing happens. What's my next move?
I don't know. That's
he might
impossible.
Be timid. First of all, something will happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you. I'm going to try it next time.
He won't be that timid.
I'll see.
You'll be thinking you're sitting on the remote control, but you're not.
Oh, I'm not? It's like, what happened to the remote control? Oh, okay. I know now. Whoa.
There's a Roku flicker.
You might be the timid one here.
I am very
Paige might be timid.
I'm timid.
Is that
terrified.
Your fire stick, or are you happy to see me?
Oh, yeah. I just want to, you know, it's performance
touchdowns.
Anxiety. Women have it too, not just men.
Well, don't.
Don't. We don't care.
You don't?
No.
Cut loose a little
Take
bit.
Take my
it's
hand.
Fun.
Let me guide you, Paige.
Okay, thank you.
The whole hand.
Not lose. Have take my enjoy hand, yourself.
Oh, that's awful. You're a sodomite, fat boy.
What? He is.
He's ruining my experience.
And a Gomoran as well.
Yeah.
With the fart comment.
From gonorrhea, whatever earlier. It's called.
My gosh.
Whoa, extended laugh from Jim.
That's a fun little story, man.
All right. Well, it's really been a big year for movies this year, and one movie made over $700 million at the box office, and this was listed in Variety, has a list of 100 movies that made the most money of last year.
It's not A Star Is Born, because that still wasn't a national release, was it?
Yeah, it made some money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's released.
But it'll be a comic book movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah.
Which one is it?
You want me to go to number one, or you want me to? I'll do the top five.
There you go. Yeah, don't do all 100.
Don't skip right to the end.
Yeah, Deadpool 2 brought in $318.5 million.
I didn't see it.
It was pretty funny.
I haven't seen it yet either. I want to see it, though.
It's cute. And then Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, $417.7 million.
Good movie, and the Dave and Buster's video game is freaking awesome, too. You can play as Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Incredibles 2, $608.6 million. Here's second place. Avengers Infinity War, $678.8 million. And the movie that grossed $700 million, Black Panther.
Wow.
Yes, that's big.
That was a really good movie, too.
That's domestic gross, too.
Concerned.
It's worldwide money.
I was concerned that I wouldn't like it because I didn't know the character. I didn't know anything about Black Panther, but what a fun movie that was.
And a cool costume.
And a cool costume.
I like it.
I'd like to have that in my movie.
It's not supposed to get much Oscar buzz because it's a comic book movie. And they said they kind of shy away from this.
Screw the Oscars. Somebody needs to start a movie, like, bring back the MTV Movie Awards.
Well, this was the year the Oscars were supposed to start including movies people actually liked.
Yep.
But they're not going to. Mm-mm. They still aren't. They were supposed to. It was supposed to be like a new category or something where they were going to be more inclusive of movies that actually made money and people liked watching and they were fun and not just, you know, art house boring stuff that I sleep through.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, worldwide, man, the Avengers Infinity War made over $2 billion at the box office.
Holy moly.
Big.
Yeah. It made more money the rest of the world than it made here. And it made blank tons of money here.
A lot of people are pointing out Kevin Hart was not in the Jurassic Park movie. I apologize. I was singing to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, easy mistake to make.
Whoopsie. Yeah. A little height difference there.
Yeah, easy mistake to make.
God, that was like a horror movie. It was great.
It was solid. It would have been better with The Rock, but regardless, you know, he's busy.
Oh, let Chris Pratt have his job.
He's cute, too.
You would?
You think everybody looks good, Paige?
No, I don't.
Everybody's cute.
I like Chris Pratt, though.
Would you?
What about Oliver Pratt? Is he cute?
I don't know.
He's dead, isn't he?
No, he's still with us.
Okay.
Oliver Pratt?
Goodness. I don't think everybody's cute, but... I mean, there's a difference between handsome and cute, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Cute means that you're not hot enough to bang.
Well, The Rock is handsome.
See?
Hello.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
You're like, you know, you would.
Let me ask you this. He's married with a young child. You still would, wouldn't you? Like, you knowing he's married with a child.
No,
you,
I wouldn't.
I would.
I would. He's such a liar. I couldn't resist if he got naked in
you
front of me.
You can't tell him no.
Yeah. I couldn't. I couldn't.
Is Aquaman handsome or cute?
That's a different category. That's just nasty and raw.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if I would.
He's such a goofy, funny dude.
I love him.
Just objectify the man.
But he's sexy.
Did you see him on SNL?
He's a goofy, funny guy.
He was great on there. They should put him in more comedies and stuff. Like, put him in Deadpool 3.
What about Thor? Handsome or cute?
Handsome.
See that, yeah.
Cool. Captain America, the guy that played him in the movie, the Star Trek guy.
Chris Pine, right?
That's it. Yeah.
He's cute.
Yeah.
You come on.
Black Panther?
He's handsome. I think.
Yeah.
You'll hear about it.
Catwoman. Catwoman. Halle Berry.
Gorgeous.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexy, gorgeous. Yeah, she's
great. I'd help you with that.
You would?
Well, you need some help with that pleather outfit to get on.
I know.
On.
It'd be hard to, you know, roll
maybe
that
she have
off.
A trap door on it.
You need the guy from the banner ads who splits the yoga pants. That's who you need to help. He's pretty strong.
Oh, my goodness, fat boy. All right, well, here's something you may love or hate. There's a sing-along version of Bohemian Rhapsody hitting the theater soon. So
That's fun.
Yeah,
kind of
like Rocky Horror Picture Show, where everybody dresses up.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Awesome.
Saw it at the Greenville Memorial Auditorium when I was in high school. I had no idea what I was walking into.
So much fun.
People with chicken bones throwing them at the movie screen. I mean, it was, I had no clue. Oh, my friends were like, hey, we're going to see Rocky. I was like, oh, okay.
It's an experience.
I'll follow suit. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So,
chicken bones everywhere.
This is going to be awesome because the song lyrics will be displayed on the screen, karaoke style, and the audience will be allowed to perform.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So if you're ready to sing some Freddie Mercury songs, go for it.
And I can't believe we've gotten so far down that now we consider singing along to a movie a performance. Sing along, perform.
On.
You can't use both those in the same thing.
Once it starts, people are going to just scream through the theaters. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's a sing along, right?
Yeah. But
here's an upcharge they could do. Would you like to get a film of you singing the film? They have a camera facing the theater, and then you can get a copy of it on the way out.
The movie's going to make so much money now. This is just another way to like get people back in the theater to see it again and sing along with it and actually be able to sing out loud at the movies. That's fun, man. That's a great idea.
But then you're going to have people talking all through it, though. They're going to be talking. We can talk now.
Yeah.
We'll just talk throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Fatboy would be over there.
I'm a whisper at you.
I don't know. I might have to miss that one.
You don't? I thought you were in the Queen.
I still haven't seen it yet. But I think it's too much about the band.
Well, what else is it going to be about?
You want more about him withering away, dying from AIDS?
He's the only one you cared about.
Well, that's true.
Well, you're not a fan of Brian May?
No.
Jerk?
Mm. Plus, I just think Sacha Baron Cohen looked more like him. That would have been perfect.
Dude, you know who could have played Freddie Mercury in the movie with a mustache? Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
You see her when she plays her man character? She looks like Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
Buy me a Mercury or two. That's what Alan Jackson was singing about.
Alan Jackson should have been Freddie Mercury.
I'm Paige and those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Oh, man.
That's fun.
That would be fun.
My respect for Roger Taylor, fat boy.
Oh, yeah. Great
Roger
musicians.
Taylor. Oh,
he's a great catcher.
Jake Taylor.
God dang it.
Another reference to that movie. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back. We'll tell you all about Monday, Saturday, and $1,000 for you right after this.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
It's Friday. It's payday for a lot of people. It is good. Clemson having their big parade tomorrow. It's a big, big weekend. Make sure you tune in here tomorrow morning at 93.3 The Planet Rocks. Worst of the Rise Guys, 6 until 10 a.m. And then on Monday, we'll be back with the sack. We'll recap these horrible football picks that I did, Paige and I. Seems
like trying to reverse psychology picks, reversing the jinx.
And then Jimmy Jack Jackie, old nine, will have the best damn audio available. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. That'll do it, right?
I think, man, I can tell you something else we'll have next week. Give me just a sec.
$1,000 P1 payoff?
According to what I just got here, we're going to be giving away some Papa Roach tickets next week.
Whoa! Where's Papa Roach coming?
Charlotte Metro Federal Credit Union on Sunday, August 4th. We're going to start giving away next week before we can buy them.
Well, I'll be dad blame.
Puerto Rico.
Fatboy will be in Monday, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a safe, blessed weekend. And tickle it, guys, because it is good.
Don't touch that dial.
I just want to sound a little out. That baby's back.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet Rock.